I agree with Starkey on something today. I heard him coming in. He was in a lather because he was mad that he missed the skiing stuff yesterday.
The YouTube commenters want to give both of us, even though I wasn't on the show yesterday, credit about how well we prep, and you prepped because you had that and Joe didn't even know it had happened.
Right. But, you know, Donnie really didn't know it happened either until I played it. So
why did you throw him under the bus, though? We were all under the pony umbrella.
Everybody was in the dark except Zane Grilly, who had, I'd heard it coming home from the game. That's why I had it. So I'm going to get this out there about Keller, and I think Joe intimated this. I don't want to put words in his mouth, though, because Joe gets mad at me when I do that, as he should. I don't want the Pirates to trade Keller, but I think that he is extremely overrated. I don't think he's very good. I think he's a slightly above average pitcher, and I hear our listeners and I hear some of our hosts act like the Pirates have some, like, season-changing arm on their roster for a team that's going to be the difference between winning a World Series and not. Like, fans don't want to part with him because they think they have a precious commodity.
Okay.
I looked up his numbers before the show just to make sure I wasn't lying to myself or kidding myself. 3.69 ERA, which is better than average. If you look at Mitch Keller over the last 4 years, since he fixed himself, I heard Donnie driving home. I'm apparently listening to the station nonstop with a wife and kid. Donnie last night gave the Pirates credit for making sure Mitch Keller did not turn into Tyler Glasnow here. And I agreed with that. You know, he looked like he was going to be another one of these pitching busts. I hate to say this about Mitch, but he used to pretty much cry on the mound.
Oh, ripped him in his early days, Pony. We both did, because we've been on the air together for the entirety of his career. We ripped him for how mentally soft is not the right word, but it probably is the right word he used to be.
He would break down.
He would have horrible innings and couldn't get out of them.
But I went and looked at the numbers. He's not better than, for example, Jose Quintana.
Talking about the last 4 years from 2020?
Yes, well, I'm talking about since Keller's been a
since he
good
bottomed
pitcher.
Out.
Yes.
So OPS plus, nice number we use, 100's average for hitters.
You mean
above
ERA
it.
Plus?
No, I'm saying for hitters, it's OPS plus. For pitchers, it's ERA plus, 100's average, above it's good. Those 4 years where he's fixed himself, and more to your original point, that he's become this super high-end pitcher or higher-end pitcher.
A super high-end pitcher. That's the point I'm making.
That I know, to your point, to illustrate your point as being correct, that I, unfortunately, for the purposes of discussion, agree with you and Joe, his ERA plus is 105, man. Like, on a really good team, he's a very good kind of arm to have in the fourth or fifth starter spot.
He doesn't strike out anybody.
He's not a stud. He's not Paul Skeens.
He doesn't strike out people, which scares the math guys because they're always concerned about balls in play and that average going up or down or fluctuating. And the other thing is, I know Donnie's going to disagree with this because I've heard his buck. Again, why am I listening to the station so much? Craig should put a meter on me.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Thank you. Quality starts are over-effing rated. Another thing that's so overrated. Who cares that you go six innings and give up three runs? That's a 4.50 ERA.
What would you rather have, five innings, no runs, or one run, or 6-3? I know what I'd rather have in the
era of bullpens.
You just
said it. It's fewer runs.
Right.
Yes.
Fewer runs and one fewer inning. I'd make that trade. Even five innings and two runs, I'd make that trade.
It's a horrible stat because it's not quality to me.
Well, when did that benchmark come into play? In the steroid era?
I don't know.
I think that more
It's a made-up stat. It's
but I think it got talked about back in like the late 90s and early 2000s when if a guy had a 450 ERA, he probably was like an above-average pitcher.
It's like Antonio Brown's 6-60 streak.
5-50.
5-50, whatever it was. Exactly. I don't even remember it because it was made up. So the only reason why I don't want to trade him is because I don't trust the guy running the team. As soon as that guy is gone, I want them to immediately trade Mitch Keller. Yeah. Because from the sound of things, Pirates fans and people around baseball think he's better than he actually is.
How much of it do you think is connected to the idea that because he's going to be like a 2.5, 3-win pitcher this year?
Is Bailey Falter.
I understand that.
I
was going to say that.
No one Bailey goes Falter, crazy for him, and he's a lefty.
Bailey Falter, I think, has better stuff than Keller. He could touch like 99 if he really wants to. He's a lefty, like you said. I do think there's this perception, maybe outside the Pirates, for like the journalists or people who cover the sport and whose best interest it is to tout the Pirates as having a chance, that Keller is part of a future winner. No, Bubba Chandler should be part of a future winner. Like, you can make a much better case that Bailey Falter should be around longer term than
Mitch. Unless teams are looking at Keller, and this I can't argue with, and thinking, all right, he's good for the Pirates, nothing more, nothing less. We get him here, and we'll make him even better. The same way the Rays did with Glasnow and now the Dodgers, the same way every team post-Pirates pretty much did with Charlie Morton up until now, because he's in his 40s and he's probably should be retired. I can name more guys who seemingly every year, Jameson Taillon, what he's done post-Pittsburgh, Joe Musgrove, what he did in San Diego after leaving here.
No hitter.
Yes. So in that respect, like, if that's the basis for wanting to give up more for Keller because you think he's barely scratched the surface, 29 years old, I will respect that. But it's, I don't, like, the Pirates treating him like we need to get, you know, the best prospect in another team's organization for him, or a really good major league hitter right now.
How much more valuable is that? How much more valuable, if at all, do you see him as Bednar, who does, to his credit, appear to be lights out again? He's more starting pitching. Average starting pitching theoretically should be more valuable than all but the most elite bullpen arms.
It is, because five or six innings is still more valuable than one or two.
I guess my point is, if he was like a really high end starter, I wouldn't even ask that question, and you would say, "Stop it, Malzy. That's not even worth talking about." But Bednar's been so good since he came back early in the season that I think you can at least ask the question, because Keller's not good enough to make it a farce. I have this from Donnie's landlord, though. I want to ask you this, because I think you, just to restate your part of your thesis. He said Pony is actually inflating the argument for trading Keller now, because if he thinks this is might be as good as he gets, then you got to trade him now.
To be clear, though,
your argument is you don't want him traded because you don't want Ben Cherington making a single move.
Yes, if it
just
were,
to be clear.
Yes, if it were Matt Arnold, hey Arnold, Arnold Palmer, somebody else, not named Ben Cherington, I would want him traded right now because they have too many arms and barely any bats. So that's what I was going to ask you guys. Do you want them to do you not want them to trade Keller because of Cherington, or because you actually think he's an important piece for them moving forward? It sounds like you agree with me, Chris.
I had the following sentences written down, and I'm just going to read them very quickly because you'll both laugh. Just my notes. In theory, if you're a competitive team, he's a useful piece who's getting market value more or less, like, for what he does. And then I just wrote down, though, I don't actually believe that. I don't really want him to be kept. I would want him to be traded, and the only argument for not trading him is Ben Cherington gets to be the one who makes the move. So you and I are probably dead on in lockstep about Mitch Keller.
Donnie, you want to make a 3-for-3? Do you want to stick up here for Mitchy boy?
I mean, I think Mitch is a solid player, but it's all because I don't trust the guy making the moves. That's entirely the reason why I don't want him to get traded, because I don't trust Ben Cherington to get an actual worthy return.
I hear a loud fan.
Well, yeah, because the AM controls the AC in this place, and we're just keeping it like St. Barnabas, I guess.
Oh, no.
St. Barnabas!
Oh, no! No!
That is a shot at old people being cold-blooded.
So that's
going
to be a jump over there to change things up once we go to break.
Okay.
Yes, there is a fan.
So is this, maybe I misjudge things, is this a consensus among Pirates fans that Pirates fans really do want to get rid of Mitch Keller, but they don't want him traded because the GM sucks at his job? 412-928-9370.